们一起预备心同心默祷。
Let's prepare our hearts and pray in silence.
阿们。奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续安息生日下午的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our Sabbath worship.
一起来唱赞美诗五十八首。
And sing hymn number 58.
请坐。
Please be seated.
好，我们现在一起同心跪下来祷告，求神继续带领我们下午的聚会。
Let's kneel down and pray together to ask God to guide our afternoon service.
一起祷告。
Let's pray.
弟兄姐妹分享啊，养子不教，谁之过？我们借着大卫他家庭的失败啊，跟我们啊弟兄姐妹来分享啊，也作为见解。
And last evening we studied David's mistake and his family to see how we can teach our children.
好，那今天早上啊，小弟也借着主耶稣啊，当十二岁的时候啊，在圣殿啊所发生的一段啊插曲啊，来跟我们弟兄姐妹。分享有关基督化的家庭。
And this morning, I share with you an episode from the Jesus youth to share about how to build a Christ-like family.
那下午小弟想，我们承接着这个亲子的主题跟我们一起来分享爱跟权威。
So following on the theme of our family this afternoon, I'd like to share with you the topic love and authority.
或许啊，我们啊都听过哦，甚至自己也经历过这么样的情形。
Maybe you have this following experience.
我的孩子啊，一点都不怕我啊，对他凶他也不听。
You might feel like your child isn't afraid of you, and he or she doesn't listen to anything you say.
他只怕他的爸爸或者是他只怕他的妈妈。
But he is only afraid of his dad, or he is only afraid of his mom.
只要他们一凶他就不敢乱动了。
As long as the dad and mom scolds them, then they would be in fear.
也许我们听过。或者是我们自己也有这样的经验。
Perhaps you heard people say this, and perhaps you have said something like this yourself.
我们是不是也同意孩子应该畏惧父亲或者是母亲呢？才不会管不动。
So is it necessary for a child to fear his mom or his dad, and in order to be good?
换句话说，我们在儿女的管教。上面是不是要建立为人父母亲的权威
？In other words, when we bring up our children, do we need to establish some form of authority as parents?
那如果需要建立权威，那这个权威的本质又是什么
？And if we need to have parental authority, what's the nature of that authority?
它是怎么形成的？它又有什么样的？这个功效。
How do we create this authority, and what are the results of having such an authority?
这是小弟想借着下午跟我们一起来学习来分享。
So this is the topic I'd like to share with you this afternoon.
在哥罗西书的三章的二十一节里头。
In Colossians chapter 3 verse 21 it says.
那个经文我们也很熟悉啊。
You're probably familiar with this passage.
你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气。恐怕他们失了志气。
Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged.
再强调以人为本的亲子教育的今天。
For today, people emphasize on human beings.
如果现代的父母亲还要搬出传统的那一套威权打骂教育。
If a parent tries to teach your children in the old ways, in the forms of authority or scolding.
显然呢，已经不太合适了。
It doesn't seem to fit today's world.
但这并不代表说为人父母亲的就不需要有权威。
But it does not mean that a parent has no authority.
现今很多在亲子教育的书上，经常会要父母亲跟儿女做朋友。
Many books on parenting tells us we need to be friends with our children.
但是父母亲仍然应该还是父母亲。
But at the same time, a mom and a dad is still a mom and a dad.
哦，仍然还是需要有为人父母的权威。
They still have with them some authority.
哦，而不应该哦放弃在儿女心目中这个权威的地位。
And they cannot give up that position they have.
哦，啊，教养的关系。它会直接影响到我们的亲子关系。
How we teach our children will affect our relationship with our children.
哦，同样的，为人父母的权威，如果是建立得宜的话，哦，也会这个促进啊我们跟儿女们的关系。
And if parental authority is established in the correct way, that will help our relationship with our children.
哦，比如说我们的权威是建立在知识上。哦，在德性上，在智慧上。
If our authority is built up on knowledge and wisdom,
哦，我们的儿女啊，一定会喜欢跟我们相处。
And our children will still like to be with us.
哦，但是我们的权威如果是建立在控制、灌输、哦、征服、哦、的这个权威上。
But if our authority is built on control and force feeding them, then
好、哦，那我们的儿女啊，一定会一看到我们就怕。
Then our children will simply be afraid of us.
哦，躲得远远的。
They will hide away from us.
哦，甚至会反抗。
They will rebel.
哦，这个是我们为人父母要小心怎么样建立哦，我们跟儿女之间的这个权威关系。
This is something we need to watch for when we assert our authority.
哦。那到底什么是权威
？So what is authority？
哦，有人指出啊，这个权威跟威权是不同的。
And authority and power are different.
哦，权威是一种力量哦。
Authority is a form of strength.
哦，是儿女们生活的标准。
It sets a standard for the children to live by.
哦，它是一种无形的影响力。
It affects our children without them knowing.
而不是一种有形的方法。
It is not visible.
哦，真正的权威是建立在知识、德性、智慧以及事情处理的能力上面。
And authority is built on knowledge and the way we deal with matters.
哦，而不是建立在拳头跟高压的手段上面。
It is not built upon pressure or a physical force.
哦，在约翰福音的第六章啊。
In John chapter 6.
哦，当主耶稣面对那一群曾经吃过他用五个饼两条鱼哦啊这个便饼吃饱的群众。
When Jesus faced a crowd that had eaten five loaves of bread and two fish.
哦，主耶稣勉励他们要为那个不朽坏啊、哦、不会朽坏的食物来劳力，不要为那个会朽坏的食物。
He taught them to labor for the bread that will not perish.
哦，接着主耶稣啊，告诉这些人，他本身就是从天上来的粮食。
And he said to them that he himself was the bread from heaven.
哦，接着就阐明哦，将来这个圣餐的经义啊。
And he explained to them the true meaning of the Holy Communion.
哦，耶稣告诉当时的人，他的肉真是可以吃，他的血真是可以喝。凡吃他的肉、喝他的血的人，在末日必要复活，并且要承受永生。
He said that his flesh is the true bread, and his blood is a true drink. Anyone who eats and drinks will receive eternal life.
哦，从来没有人讲过这么权威的话。
No one has spoken such words of authority.
哦，主耶稣的权威不是建立在他的。哦，这个武力啊，或者是他的权势上面。
That authority did not come from any show of force.
哦，但是却能够让听见的人呢、啊，哦，觉得他是个有权柄的人。
But anyone who heard those words knew that he had authority.
哦，并且啊，不像当时这些文士跟法利赛人。
He did not speak as the Pharisees or the teachers of the law did.
哦，那主耶稣的这一番权威的讲论。
And Jesus spoke these words of authority.
哦，对当时那些听不懂的人呢、啊，啊来说啊，他们呢、啊、就纷纷的离开耶稣了。
To those who did not understand, they departed from him.
哦，那耶稣看到这个情形，啊、就问 他的十二个门徒啊，说你们也要跟他们一样离开吗？
And after the crowd dispersed, Jesus asked his 12 disciples, "Will you leave me like they did?"
哦，彼得啊就回答耶稣啊。
But Peter answered,
哦，说你有永生之道，我们还归谁呢？
You have the words of eternal life. To whom shall we go?
哦，所以可见耶稣他有权威。
Jesus Christ had authority.
哦，他的权威啊，不像当时的这些文士、法利赛人啊，甚至是公会啊，或者是罗马政府啊，是建立在威权体制上面的。
His authority was not built on any sort of power or any government.
哦，是靠武力来征服人的。
Or a use of force to overcome people.
哦，靠高压的手段要来让人屈服的。
He did not rely onpressure to make people believe in him.
哦，耶稣的权威啊，是建立在那个真理上面。
Instead, his authority was built upon the truth.
哦，建立在知识上面。
It was built upon knowledge.
建立在他的品德上面。
It was built upon his nature.
哦，建立在主耶稣待人处事的智慧上面。
It was built upon how he treated others.
哦，所以这样的一个权威是一种无形的影响力。
This authority affected people.
让成千上万的人呢、啊，自愿来跟从他。
So that thousands of people came willingly to follow him.
哦，这个就是权威了。
That is authority.
哦，所以权威不一定全然都是不好的。
So authority is not all bad.
哦，那个不好的是建立在哦暴力跟这个高压。的这个统治上面。
What is bad is authority that is built upon violence and force.
它不是一种无形的影响力，而是一种有形的控制。
What is bad is the authority created by physical force.
哦，那个不是权威，那个是威权。
That is not true authority.
所以我们知道什么是权威。
So now that we found a definition of authority.
主耶稣给我们留下权威最好的榜样。
Jesus Christ set that best example of authority.
哦，那再来这个权威是怎么形成的？
How do we create or form this authority?
哦，一个能够让孩子觉得服气，哦，能够给孩子们这个判断、思考、解决问题的能力。
It is authority is a way to give our children a way to decide for themselves and to be willing to listen to you.
能够让孩子他们充满着安全感。
It is a way to give the children a sense of security.
能够坚持是非对错的原则。
And to persevere in what is right and wrong.
如果你是这样的父母亲呢？
And if you are such parents.
你就拥有权威啊。
And you have authority.
这个也是权威的形成呢。
This is how we form our authority.
而这种权威是爱跟鼓励的来源。
This authority is the source of love and encouragement.
对我们的儿女来说，它会形成一种保护的力量。
It will form a protective barrier around our children.
以及认同的力量。
And a way to identify with that children.
我们在这里所谓的认同啊，不是指着模仿哦。
And to for our children to identify with us doesn't mean that the children will copy us.
而是直接从这个权威的对象，他的人格特质跟待人处事态度的一种。效法。
But instead, they follow our examples of how we treat others and do certain things.
是一种潜移默化、无形的影响。
It is a way to influence them through our actions.
翻过来说如果这个权威被误用的话。
But if we abuse the authority we have.
以为这个疾言厉色、打骂、恐吓。
If we think that we can simply yell at them or even spank them,
不容许任何的挑战跟怀疑
we cannot accept any sort of challenge or doubt.
必须啊，绝对的服从
that they must obey absolutely.
那这样子啊，你所建立的权威啊，便是一种控制、灌输、征服，没有创意的。
Then our authority is simply a form of control without any creativity.
这是一种负向负面的权威。
That is authority that is negative.
对儿女来讲对孩子来讲也是他们惧怕跟焦虑的来源。
And to our children, then we become the source of fear and worry.
孩子们 会想要极力的躲开。
They would try to get away from us.
如此啊，在他的认同学习上面就会有被削弱了许多。
And that will hinder how they learn.
他不会认同父母亲的这种态度之下的教导。
And they would not identify or listen to any teachings from the parents.
也不会服从在这种态度跟这个教导之下的这个服从。
And they would not submit to anything the parents says.
所以有许多的家庭教育的个案我们可以发现。
So from many examples in different families, we can find.
一个父母亲如果他本身没有良好的生活规范的话，
If the parents do not have live a model life,
他不具备待人接物的能力跟道德，
If the parents do not know right and wrong and how they treat people,
他不能够给孩子们安全感，
They cannot give the child a sense of security.
那他就无法教导孩子独立判断思考的能力。
And then the parents are not able to teach the children to think for themselves and to decide what is right and wrong.
他也没有办法教导他的儿女怎么样处理事情的能力。
And the parents can teach the children how to make decisions.
换句话说也就失去了教导的权威性了。
In other words, the parents have lost their authority to teach their children.
那这样的父母是怎么样也教不好孩子的。
Then no matter what you do, the parents cannot teach their children properly.
因为父母的权威没有办法在他儿女的认同当中被接受。
Because their children refuse to accept the parents' authority.
所以权威它的形成是建立在儿女的对父母亲的认同跟接纳上面。
So a parent's authority must first be accepted by the children.
这是一种无形的影响力。
That's an invisible influence on the children.
这个才能够带给我们的儿女在道德上在事情的处理上拥有思考跟判断的能力。
And that gives our children a way to decide for themselves.
那接下来我们也可以想一想那既然这个权威这么重要，那它有什么样的功效在我们亲子关系上面？
And if authority is so important, what role does it play with our relationship with our children?
父母对儿女的权威可以促进我们儿女的学习。
And parental authority can to help our children learn.
特别是在身教上面的认同。
And especially when the parents set an example.
所以作为一个教导者，他的权威必须是自己能够的。
And the teacher's authority comes from the fact that he can do it.
才能够让这个被教导的人也能够。
So that the one who is taught can accept it.
在父母跟亲子关系上也是这样。
That applies to the relationship between the parent and the child.
比如说为人父母的能够讲信修睦才能够教导他的儿女能够具有如此的人文素养。父母亲能够教导儿女他能够自己本身能够有信用能够与人和睦。
For example, a parent will teach their children to be trustworthy with others.
他的儿女才会像他父母亲一样，也讲信用，也能够与人和睦。
And the parents themselves are trustworthy, then the children will believe and imitate the parents to be trustworthy.
在中国古时候有一个故事这么说。
And there's a story from ancient China.
有一个叫曾子的这个人有一天他要出门办事他的小儿子一直黏着他不放。
There was a man who was leaving his home for business, and his young son grabbed him.
一定要跟着爸爸出去。
Because he wanted to follow the father.
后来曾子的太太就对儿子讲说爸爸你让爸爸先去等爸爸回来我们把家里的小猪杀了，我们来加菜。
So his mother told the son that let your father go, and when he comes home, we can slaughter a pig to have a feast.
这个小孩子听说有东西可以吃 他就让他爸爸去了。
And so when the boy heard that there would be meat to eat, then he agreed to let his father go.
等到这个曾子回来，他果然到猪圈里头抓了小猪准备要杀了。
And so when the father returned, he did go to the pig pen to get a pig to be slaughtered.
他太太就说你在干什么？
And so his wife told him, what are you doing?
你跟孩子讲说我回来这个要杀小猪给他吃啊。
And the father said, that's what you told our son, that when I come home, we will slaughter a pig for a feast.
他的太太说那是骗他的啦。
And the wife told him that was only kidding.
这个小猪都养大了才来卖钱啊。
You have to raise, you can't kill the pig now, you have to raise it so that we can sell it later.
你现在把它杀得太可惜了。
It will beyou'd be too a waste to kill the pig now.
这个时候，这个曾子很义正辞严的就告诉他太太
But this a man told his wife.
我们的孩子他还小，他不懂。
Our son is still young. He doesn't know everything.
但是你却用这样的这个身教来教导他。
But this is the example you set for him.
他长大之后怎么懂得要讲信用呢？
Then when he grows up, how will he learn to be trustworthy?
所以还是坚持把这个猪给杀了。
And so he insisted and to slaughter the pig.
或许我们会想说，可能这个曾子他本身也想要加菜吧。
And maybe you would say that maybe the father was hungry. He wanted some meat himself.
其实他在意的。是对儿女的身教。
But the moral of the story is to set an example for our children.
所以也唯有自己能够负责任讲公义，具备民主生活的态度和能力。
So only if the parent is responsible and trustworthy.
才能够有能力和技巧去教好我们的孩子，能够负责任，能够讲公义。
Then the parents can teach our children to be fair and to be trustworthy and responsible.
能够适应这个民主生活，才不至于要成为社会上的乱源。
So that the children will not grow up to be a burden to society.
这个就是父母亲的权威，他在儿女的学习上跟教导上的功效。
And this is the effect of having a right parental authority.
那刚刚我们谈到说这个权威不是威权。
So authority is not the same as having power.
它是建立在知识、德性跟智慧上面的影响力。
Authority is the influence we have on our children.
而不是控制、灌输、征服的这个力量。
And it's not based on force or control.
跟这个方法。所以什么是权威的本质？
So what is the nature of authority?
很多父母亲都知道管教孩子一定要严格，一定要是非分明。
Many parents know that they must be, when they teach their children, they need to be strict and to be absolute with right and wrong.
对于儿女们错误的行为，父母亲有制止的必要。
And when the children do something wrong, then the parents need to stop them.
而且必须要斩钉截铁，毫不犹豫。
And they must do so right away.
因为父母亲正代表着这个明智还有社会的规范。
Because the parents set the standard for the children to live by.
必须根据事实回应给我们的儿女。
They must set an example and for our children.
这个就是教导上的权威了。
This is the authority a parent has to teach the children.
但是值得我们要注意的是
What we need to remember is
权威代表的是一种明辨是非的一个力量。
Authority is the right to discern right and wrong.
它的本质是爱。
But the nature of the authority comes is love.
不是苛，也不是暴。不是这个挑剔刻薄也不是这个残暴凶暴。
And it's not based on violence or being picky.
就算是我们在体罚我们儿女的时候
，even when we punish our children.
是以爱为本质跟出发的。
It must come from love.
我们来看希伯来书的十二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章的五节六节。
Hebrews chapter 12 verses 5 and 6。
十二章五节，你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说：“我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心。”第六节
，six，
因为主所爱的，他必管教又鞭打啊，凡收纳的儿子。在这里哦，这个希伯来书的作者告诉我们
，The author of Hebrews tells us，
当我们这个管教儿女的时候
，When we discipline our children，
要让他们明白我们管教的本质跟动机啊，是出于爱他们。
We must let them understand that we discipline them because we love them。
因为唯有如此，我们的儿女他们错误的言行才能够得到纠正。
We discipline so that to correct them to do what is right。
我们来看。跳过来看十一节。
Let's skip to verse 11.
十一节，凡管教的是当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经历过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。所以在这里告诉我们管教的结果能够纠正能够帮助我们的儿女拥有平安。
And discipline will bring our children peace.
能够明辨公义
，because it will teach them to know what is right and wrong。
这个是出自于爱的本质跟出发点。
This discipline comes from love。
但如果父母亲的体罚跟管教只是在情绪的发泄
，but if our discipline or punishment comes from our emotions, what we feel at the time，
而动用管教的权威。来打骂、来压制孩子的话
，and if we punish them out of why we how based on how we feel，
表面上看起来好像是在管教儿女
，and it may appear as though we are disciplining them，
但事实上父母亲的威严呢、并没有因此而建立起来呀
，but we have not truly established our authority，
更达不到引导自己的儿女。能够达到心智成长的果效。
And we cannot help them to grow in spirit.
这个也值得我们为人父母要注意的。
And as parents, and we need to remember this.
因为权威的本质，管教的目的是因为爱。
Because the nature of our authority and the reason why we discipline our children is because of love.
而不是挑剔，也不是凶暴。
And not because of violence or because of something nitpicking what they do.
这个也是圣经教导我们说不可惹儿女的气，以免他们伤了志气。
And this is what the Bible meant when it says, "Do not provoke your children, so that they lose courage."
因为如果不是出于爱，不是在这个爱的本质之下的管教。
If we discipline our children not out of love,
是没有办法让我们的儿女得到帮助的。
Then we cannot help them.
那再来在这个权威执行的这个态度上。
Now for regarding the attitude when for disciplining our children.
在这个管理教导我们的孩童尤其当他们是在这个幼年的时期
Especially when our children are little.
我们为人父母亲的我们必须要扮演这个权威的角色。
We play a role of authority.
必须要坚持我们所要坚持的原则。
We must stand firm to our principles.
但是在我们坚持原则的态度上并不一定都要非常的凶暴。
But when we stand firm our principles, it doesn't mean that we need to be strict or loud.
只要温和并且坚定的告诉我们的儿女什么可以做，什么是不可以做。
We can be firm and gentle and tell our children what is allowed and what is not allowed.
不但是言教，并且用我们的身教来做示范，来配合。
In addition to teaching them, telling them what to do, we set an example for them.
等到我们的儿女渐渐脱离的幼年时期长大。
And when our children grow older.
那为人父母的也要开始慢慢的调整我们自己。
And as parents, we need to adjust our thinking.
慢慢的来培养我们的儿女，他们自己独立思考。 跟判断的能力。
Because then we need to help them to think independently for themselves.
哦，而不是一直停留在幼年时期的什么都要问爸爸问妈妈哦。
And not always ask mom and dad for everything.
哦，那这样啊。啊，那你的这个权威的态度啊，啊，仍然是有所偏差哦。
Otherwise, you don't have a good authority with over your children.
哦，所以在执行哦教导权威的态度上面。
So with regards to our attitude.
哦，父母亲要随着我们儿女他的年纪、心智年龄的成长而有所调整跟改变。
And every parent needs to change their ways as their children grow older and mature.
哦，但是态度上啊。哦、一定要温柔、啊、并且是坚定、哦、不一定就是要凶暴粗鲁。
Our attitude must always be gentle and not be loud.、
哦、所以说一个真正的权威
so, as for a true authority,、
哦、是为赢得我们儿女的尊敬。
It will earn the respect from our children.
而不是害怕。
But, and not fear.、
哦、这个儿女们有的尊敬之心、啊、自然会在父母亲的教导之下，亦步亦趋的哦，来跟随。
When children respect their parents, then naturally they will follow and obey what the parents teach them.
哦，反过来说啊
，On the other hand,
哦，如果啊、只是会让儿女觉得畏惧害怕
，If the children are simply afraid of the parents,
哦，那孩子们不是变成屈服的顺从。
Then the parents are simply obeying out of fear.
哦，不然就是心生反抗。
Otherwise, or they might decide to rebel.
往往会造成亲子之间更大的伤害跟冲突。
That would damage the relationship between parent and child.
哦，所以我们在执行管教权威上，哦，这个管教权威的态度上要拿捏得当。
So we must be careful when in our attitude with our children.
哦，那我们接下来。啊、再谈一下、啊、有关这权威的教导。
The next we'll discuss teaching with authority、
哦。也就是典范跟榜样啊。
Is to set an example、
哦。为什么我们要让我们的儿女怕我们
？Why do we want our children to fear us？、
哦、或许我们认为这样、哦、他们才会听我们的。我们才能够管得啊，管得住他。
Maybe you feel that that is the only way they will listen to you, like, or you can control them that way.
哦，但是我们如果再进一步想
，But if we think about it further,
为什么我们一定要儿女听我们的
？Why should they listen to us?
万一我们错了怎么办
？What if the parents are wrong?
啊，我们希望我们儿女啊，比我们能够更好。
We hope our children to be better than us.
那如果他完全听我们，顶多是跟我们一样而已啊。
If they listen to everything we say, then at best they are just like us.
哦，没有办法超越我们。
Our children can never improve.
哦，更何况万一我们错了怎么办
？And what if we as parents are wrong?
哦，所以哦，有人就这么说啊，说我们为人父母亲的人，哦，在我们的啊、生活跟经验上、啊、我们自然是比我们的儿女来得多。
So parents obviously have more life experiences than children.、
哦、但是我们却不能够因此用我们的经验、哦、去圈住我们的孩子，去压制我们的这个孩子。
But at the same time, our experiences cannot become a burden to our children.
而是主动的去帮助。哦、让我们的儿女有机会去发展去累积他自己的经验。
But rather we use our experience to help our children to develop their own experiences.、
哦、在我们的宗教信仰上也是这样。
That goes for our life of faith.、
哦、我们、是帮助我们的儿女来建立他自己本身跟神的关系。
We help our children to build up their own relationship with God.
而不是替代他们哦、来建立神与他们的关系。
But we cannot build up the relationship for our children.、
哦、就好像说我们没有办法替生病的儿女吃药、打针、开刀一样。
Just like when a child is sick, the parents cannot take the medicine or go to the doctor in their children's place.、
哦、所以同样的、哦、在这个权威的教导上。
So when we teach our children in authority,、
哦、我们没有办法来替代，而只能从旁协助、啊。
We can only help them, but we cannot replace them to do everything for them.
哦，并且呀、啊，啊，借着这个教学相长，哦，那、其实、啊、孩子往往啊，反过来能够教给我们大人的也有很多。
And our children can actually teach us something.
在我们昨天晚上所查考大卫的家庭里头。
And when we studied David's family last night.
这个大卫的长子暗嫩他因为情欲他奸污了他同父异母的妹妹塔玛。
And because of his lust, the older son of David, raped his half-sister.
造成了这个手足相残的家庭悲剧。
And that led to a killing between brothers in the same house.
我们昨天的查考也知道大卫他必须要付出相当大的责任。
And that, we learned yesterday that David had to bear a lot of responsibility.
因为他没有做好儿女的榜样跟典范。
Because he did not set example for his children.
他自己在感情的生活上也曾经抢夺了别人的妻子。
Because he himself had robbed someone for someone's wife.
还谋杀了人的丈夫
He murdered a husband.
所以大卫失去了教导权威的一个典范。
So David lost the authority to set an example for his children.
就如同昨天跟大家分享，养子不教，父之过。
So it was David could be blamed for his children's mistakes.
所以教导的典范不是教孩子被动的，你什么可以做，什么不可以做。
So teaching our children is not a matter of telling them you can do this or you can do that.
而是有这个积极引导儿女成长的一个主动性在。
So it is to motivate them to grow and to do what is right.
就是我们做榜样。
And we do that by setting an example.
跟我来看我的。
Follow me and look at me.
这个才是这个在权威教导上的一个典范。
That is how we set an example and have established our authority.
是主动的而不是被动。
It is active, not passive.
我们最后跟我们来再来分享的就是这个权威是要怎么来学习的。
And last, how do we learn about authority?
教导的这个起点必须要有一个共识存在。
We must have a common understanding.
那这个起点，这个共识必须要靠着这个教导的人来建立。
And how we start depends on the person teaching.
并且他是一个权威的。
And this person must have authority.
由于这个权威的特质，孩子的愿意。
And when the child is willing.
也是他心悦诚服。服从父母，服从师长的学习。
And they would be willing to submit to the teachings of the elders, whether it's parents or teachers.
但是一旦进入到这个教导教学的互动当中
And when we teach our children.
如同刚刚我们说的教学相长，那这个教导的权威它就不在了。
Then when we build up a relationship, then this authority no longer needs to exist.
孩子学习，父母也是需要学习的。
Because the children can learn from the parents and vice versa.
因为无论是孩子也好，无论是父母也好，同时面对的都是真理。
Because both the children and the parents are both they learn from the truth.
最后孩子被教会了。
And the kids will learn.
他会对教导者他所付出的用心、爱心，存着无比的感激跟尊敬。
And in the end, the children will feel a sense of gratitude and love to the parents who have taught them.
所以父母的权威就是这个爱。
So the authority of the parents is actually love.
跟真理
And truth.
而不是压人、强迫人的权柄。
And not power or oppression.
因为知识也好，理论也好。往往不能够帮助一个封闭、愚蠢跟顽固的心。
And knowledge and theories cannot help a heart that is calloused.
所以是无论是教导的父母，或者是受教的儿女。
So whether it is the parent who teaches or a child who is taught.
我们都必须要敞开我们的心胸。不断地来学习以及成长。
Both sides must be willing to open their hearts to learn and to grow together.
不能够固执己见。
And not be stubborn and to hold on to our own opinions.
哦，我吃过的盐巴比你吃过的米饭还多啊！我走过的桥梁啊，比你呀走过的路还长。
Parents cannot always insist that they know better.
啊，爸爸妈妈总是对的。
That they're always right.
哦，如果是保持这样子的固执态度的话。
Because if we're stubborn this way.
哦，那你就学不会怎么样建立。在教导儿女的权威
了。Then we cannot learn how to establish our authority with our children.
哦，因为你没有办法在教导跟被教导当中建立一个共识。
Because there will be no common understanding as we teach our children and learn from them.
哦，我最后我们来看一些经文哦。
Finally, let us turn to the scriptures.
我们来看箴言的二十三章。
Proverbs chapter 23.
箴言二十三章十三节十四节。
Proverbs chapter 23 verses 13 and 14.
十三节不可不管教孩童，你用杖打他，他必不至于死。十四节。
14.
你要用杖打他，就可以救他的灵魂，免下阴间。中国人说棒下出孝子。
A Chinese saying says that under the rod will be a good son.
哦，那箴言在这里也说啊，哦，不可不管教孩童哦，啊，要用杖打他。
And Proverbs here says that you cannot withhold correction, but you have to beat him with the rod.
哦，可以救他的灵魂免下阴间。
So that you would deliver his soul from hell.
哦，教导是父母。的一个权威啊。
To teach and discipline is part of the parental authority.
哦，但是值得我们要注意的。
But what we need to pay attention to.
哦，在我们要管教我们的儿女，要实行我们管教的权威的同时。
Before we exercise our authority to discipline them.
哦，我们一定要先做一番的省思。
We must reflect on ourselves.
啊，我的这个管教是出于爱。的本质跟动机吗
？Am I doing this because of love？
哦，我的这个教导是不是只有言教而没有身教的典范
？And am I only telling them what to do and not showing them what to do？
哦，我的这个教导哦跟要求是不是完全的正确
？And am I teaching them correctly？
哦啊。这个是我们在管教我们的儿女实行哦，我实践我们管教权威之前，我们要先思考。
Before we exercise our authority, these are the things we need to reflect upon.
哦，免得啊，棒下啊，不但不出孝子，哦，反而出了逆子，甚至出了游子。
Otherwise, under the rod, there may not be a good child.
哦，啊，出了这个逆子，哦，
or they might rebel.
出了这个游子，离家出走，不回家。
Or they might even depart from you.
哎，那就得不偿失啊。
And then you or the parents would be the one who have lost everything.
哦，所以我们求主耶稣啊，来帮助我们每一个为人父母亲的。
May our Lord Jesus help us as parents.
哦，在我们实践我们使用神赋予我们管教儿女的这个责任的同时啊。
And when we learn to use the responsibility that God has given us.
哦，在我们拥有为人父母教导儿女的权威的时候，
when we use the authority that we have as parents,
我们能够善用我们的这个权威，
that we can use them correctly.
哦，能够拥有爱，
we use them with love.
哦，来教导，来造就，来培养我们的下一代，
to teach and to edify and to help our children grow.
那我们再来唱诗，
let us sing hymn.
六十三首，
hymn 63.Please be seated.
啊，在末世哦危险的日子啊，要维持我们的信仰哦，不是容易简单的一件事情。
And in the last days, it is difficult to stand firm in our faith.
哦，为人父母的拥有在人生较多的历练跟经验，上学觉得困难，更何况我们的儿女。
And even the older generation, the parents with all of their life's experiences find it hard to hold on to their faith, then it is even more so for the younger generation.
哦，所以我们更需要我们的主来帮助 我们更需要我们的主，赏赐力量给我们的儿女。
And we all need our Lord to help us and to give grant strength to our children.
所以除了我们为我们的儿女来祷告除了我们善尽为人父母对儿女的教导之外
So not only should we teach our children and pray for our children,
我们更应当要经常能够带领我们的儿女多多来亲近神
We must also bring our children to God often
来帮助他们建立他们与神的关系
And help them to establish their own relationship with God
这才是唯一能够陪他们从少到老直到人生终点的支柱跟力量
That is the only way we can give them strength and support them from their youth until they're old
那我们在祷告的时候我们也为我们的儿女来代祷
So that in our prayer let's pray for our children
为我们主内的这些小羊们求神来帮助
And may God help these little sheep
那也祈求神帮助所有的为人父母能够照着圣经的教导拥有神所给予我们的这个权威跟这个方法来教导我们的儿女
And may the Lord help us and teach us to properly exercise the authority to teach our children
祷告的时候我们也为这个英国的弟兄姐妹来祷告
And let us also pray for our brothers and sisters in England.
因为国际联合总会有发公文，各国的弟兄姐妹帮目前在英国的所有教会的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
And the International Assembly has sent a letter asking all the churches around the world to pray for our members in England.
因为最近英国的社会动荡不安到处都有这个纵火、抢劫甚至这个袭警的事情发生。
There has been much violence in London recently.
除了直接影响到当地弟兄姐妹的身家财产安全也影响到这个他们所开的餐馆的生意
Not only is there a danger for physically and with property it also has harmed the business their businesses
所以我们在祷告的时候也求神看顾帮助我们在英国所有教会的弟兄姐妹他们的安全
So may our God watch over our members there and keep them safe.
那我们就一起同心归下祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.
谢谢。